Hi, I'm Jackie Elmer, and thanks for taking just a minute to listen in as my good friend and partner, Jim McCord, shares his success using send-out cards to grow his real estate business from a successful business, but actually being able to tap into the multi-million dollar luxury home market. Jim's a great guy. He's always willing to share his knowledge. He's a marathon runner. He's a father. And he is a fabulous real estate agent out of the Cincinnati area. I want you to listen in as he shares what he's done to really take his business to the next level.
Real estate agents are tough. It's a tough nut to crack. Most of them that you try to share send-out cards with don't get it. And I'm a perfect example. Because the realtor tried to share it with me back in the summer of 2009. I just had zero interest, zero. And I was actually rude doing. And I say that because some of you who are talking to real estate agents are getting that same kind of reaction. And I just wasn't giving the time of day because I was not a card sender prior to that. I was a successful realtor, and the realtor was trying to share something that I had never done before, and it didn't make sense. So I didn't give him the time of day for about 6 months. He'd call me, he'd email me, set up appointments, and I wouldn't show up. And then he finally sent me a card. And when he sent me a card with my photo on the front of the card, I was 52 years old, and it was the first greeting card I ever got with my photo. And it really had impact. And I realized as soon as I opened that card, it's like, oh my God, how did Brad do this? And I knew instantly that everybody who bought a house from me from that day on had to get a thank you card, not with my photo on the front, but with their photo in front of the house they bought from me. I knew it would be a keeper. And that's how I got involved. And I started using it back in October of 2009. I've been licensed since 1993. I've tried everything. And I can say, and this is no exaggeration, without question, send-out cards is the best marketing I've done in my 24 years as a real estate agent. As a realtor, what we do is we're prospecting for sale-by-owner homes or expired homes to try and get their listing, if you're a listing agent. And all the information is about the same. This is I've collected that stuff over the 24 years, and that's just a small sampling of it. But it's all typewritten stuff. It's all about the company. It's all logos, pictures of the realtor. And I intentionally left the advertisements out with photos because I didn't want pictures of any specific realtors. But you realtors know what we do is we send pictures of us out all the time. This is a home I listed a couple years ago. It was an expired home, and it had been listed three times previously. I showed the home. It was a house on a farm of 46 acres. And I love showing farms. I love walking land. And when I showed it, when it was listed with one of the previous agents, I decided if that expired, I'm going to go after it. Well, sure enough, it expired. I drove out that day. I saw on the MLS it expired. I drove out and I shot this photo. Through send-out cards, I just uploaded that photo to the front of the card, typed awesome farm. That's the front of the card. And on the inside, I typed their name, Mr. and Mrs. Barth. Your home's been on the market numerous times. I won't read it to you, but there's another picture there that I took that day it expired. And then down below that is some reasons they might want to consider listing with me. So if you think about that first slide I sent you with all those photos of all those, or all those mailings, it's all about the realtor and how great the realtor is. They got this box, the box this exact size with two brownies. And when they opened it up, the front of the card they saw was a picture of their farm. And that really stands out. I didn't know those people. They had listed with three different agents. They got 12 or 15 different things from other agents. They got this box from me with that exact card in it, and they called me. I went out, I listed the property, and I don't know, 6, 8, 9 months later it sold. I love sending everybody who buys or sells a house with me a thank you card. I want you to know I don't put my favorite clients ever on the front of every card. That would be very disingenuous. I don't do that. These truly are my favorite clients. They were in their 80s and they had to sell that farm. They lived on that farm for like 46 years. And so after it sold, this is the thank you card. I just took a picture of them with my cell phone in front of their door. And that is an aerial drone photo of their farm. We have postcards, we have two panel cards, three panel cards, and then large cards, 8.5 by 11 large cards. And so this is the inside three panel. When they open the card, they get an aerial view of their farm that they lived at for 46 years. And then on that flap is this thank you note. Mr. and Mrs. Barth, you guys are awesome. I meant it when I said you're my favorite clients in a 23-year real estate career. Thanks again for working with me. And that's another aerial photo of their farm. And I sent that. Actually, they had received numerous cards for it from me because they loved those brownies in the card the first time. So they had received brownies and cookies from me. And with this thank you card, they received this card, 16 brownies, 2 dozen cookies, and a box of chocolates. Because you can send not only one gift, but you can now send multiple gifts. And Mrs. Barth called me up in tears. They'll never throw that card away. They will absolutely never throw that card away.
Question for you, a couple questions that our listeners may have. You had said, I pulled in your stats, that you've listed over 30 houses over the $1 million price range in the last 36 months. How many of those would you attribute to what you're doing with send out cards?
Without question, 100%. The first 21 years in real estate, numerous years, I was the top agent in Northern Kentucky in our county. And many times, those first 21 years, I was the top agent in my office. But I have never listed or sold one home for $1 million, not one. I just never went after them. And I started using this, send out cards, 7 years ago on my normal real estate, all less than $1 million. And it was just phenomenal. So a little over 3 years ago, I thought, well, I'm going to try it on a big listing. I'd never gone after a big listing. I was really nervous. It was a $2.2 million expired. And I sent him a card. It expired just kind of like that farm you're looking at here. It was listed for over a year and a half. It expired. I drove by, took a picture of the front of the house. I sent them a card, a three-panel card, their picture on the front. And I actually put the owner of that house. I Googled. His name was Mark. I won't give his last name. But I Googled that and clicked on images, and I put his photo and the photo of his house on the front of a card. On the inside, some reasons he might want to meet with me, and I sent that with 2 dozen cookies. And I had no idea if it would work. I thought it might because it worked on other expires. Well, he called me, met with me, listed with me, and I couldn't believe it. I listed it for $1.9 million. I was so excited I went back to the office. I was only licensed in Kentucky at the time. And I pulled up other expireds over $1 million that had expired and had not relisted over the last 6 months. There were only 3 other ones that hadn't sold or relisted. So over the next week, I sent them all similar cards, each with 2 dozen cookies. And within a month, I had all 3 of them listed. So now I had the first one in the next screening. I had 4 listings all over $1 million. You know, and what makes, it's not the card that makes the difference, because there's a lot of real estate companies that market with greeting cards. What makes the difference is you're putting information about the client or the prospect, either about them, their family, or their house on the front of the card. The front of the card of every card I've ever sent out always has something to do with a person that's opening that card. So I listed those 4 homes, and I realized the market was way better right across the river in Cincinnati. I got licensed in Cincinnati. We have a $6.5 million home up on Lake Michigan, and it's just phenomenal, and we got it because of send-out cards. I am not exaggerating when I say absolutely every one of those listings is because of send-out cards. That's how good this system is.
Now, if you're interested in finding out more about how to get your marketing costs through send out cards paid for and possibly earn some additional income, stay tuned to the second half of this as Jim shares how he uses send out cards and how he takes advantage of the referral income opportunity to share this with others and tap in and earn some income, which more than pays for the marketing costs that he incurs using send out cards and puts some extra cash in his pocket building multiple streams of income. It's an option, not something you're required to do, but just wanted to make sure that you're aware of it.
you are a very successful real estate agent, but you're also building a send out cards business as a part-time income. I know that you make enough that it's covering all your cards every month, and you're sending quite a few and lots of brownies. Why, when you looked at this, did you decide to become a distributor as well?
Well, initially, I just started sending cards to people who bought and sold houses from me, thank you cards, and that's the only reason I joined. But the reaction was just phenomenal. It was, almost everybody called me up, and that's what we're looking for. You know, never before when I sent a thank you letterhead or when I gave a fruit basket or a gift basket or a bottle of wine, occasionally they'd call and thank you, but rarely. And not only do they call and thank you, but they keep the cards. So when I realized how good it was as a thank you gift, and I'm a listing agent, I don't work that many buyers. That's how I came up with the system to work for sale by owners and expires. So I started using that, and it worked better than any FSBO or any expired system I had tried. And then I realized, oh my God, every realtor in the country should be using this. Now, Cali, you know, and a whole lot of other send out cards distributors who have used it for your own life, for other businesses, or just personal use, you know how phenomenal the product is. So I really thought every realtor I talked to would just jump on it and it would just take off. And it doesn't work that way. But the realtors who do use it, my God, they are as appreciative to me as I am to the guy who got me involved. So it's not an easy sale to convince a realtor to use it, but it's not an exaggeration to say it's better marketing out there than any. I'm with Keller Williams. I've been with RE/MAX. I've been with Coldwell Banker. It's better than any marketing any real estate company has. And truly, every realtor should use it. And there's a slope. There's a learning curve with any stock, any product, or any fad. And I love that curve. It's called the law of innovation and diffusion. And you can Google that, and you can actually learn a little bit more about it. But what's cool about send-out cards, like Callie said, we will be a household name, but we're not even close to the tipping point yet. And that's what's so exciting about send-out cards. It's a product that not only every realtor should be using, but every car salesman should be using it, every veterinarian, every insurance salesman, every photographer, you name it. Because it's, you know, it's a people product, and it's just phenomenal. So that's why I joined. I just realized the potential of it. If a new restaurant opens in your area, what do? You go to a restaurant, if you love it, you start telling people about it. And that's the way those of us in send-out cards feel. So you share really good things in your life, even if you don't get paid. But what's phenomenal about this company and this product is I've sent out over 8,000 cards in 7 years. Now you might think, oh my God, 8,000 cards, Jim? Well, yeah, I've made an additional $350,000 on top of what I would have made because of send-out cards. And I've sent out 8,000 cards, which cost me about $12,000 or $13,000. I've made over $350,000 additional real estate commissions. But because I'm a distributor and I share send out cards has sent me more in checks than what I paid them to send 8,000 cards. Now that is an incredible company. You know, when you can use a marketing company and they pay you more than what you pay them to use them, I mean, that's just phenomenal.
So there you have some solid ideas on how to use send out cards in your real estate business or any other business you may have. Now, I have a complete marketing system to share with real estate agents to help them grow that business. I teach online and offline methods of really getting your message out there and maximizing your time at networking events, your time working expired listings, and communicating with people, and how to keep yourself really top of mind through our system. So if you have questions, there's a contact form below. Feel free to use it or call me 909-289-7908 or certainly text me. Thanks for listening.